Welcome to a live edition of Gerwick.net Radio. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of www.gerwick.net, Gerwick.net, your source on the World Wide Web for all your pro wrestling news and notes, interviews, polls, bios, pay-per-view results, live coverage of TV shows. Each week we're covering WWE Raw live, leading up to the three-hour premiere of a new weekly format of Raw starting on July the 23rd. Raw will be live each and every week, and we will have live coverage at Gerwick.net. We also are covering Impact Live. We've been covering Impact Wrestling Live. We have results of ROH's Sinclair Weekend television show, Superstars, NXT. We have you covered at Gerwick.net. Breaking news. You can follow us on Twitter at Gerwick on Twitter, and you can also find me on Facebook as well. And we have a fan page where you can like us and support us as well. We always appreciate that, the support that you give us here at Gerwick.net. We also appreciate any feedback we get, positive, negative, or indifferent. We have the comment boards at Gerwick.net where you can leave us a comment on anything going on in professional wrestling. And, of course, sometimes those threads get very involved. We got a lot of frequent contributors to the message boards, including some of the contributors here at Gerwick.net. So it's always interesting to see what's going on with our message boards. So you can check those out and leave us comments there as well. We have a pay-per-view coming up this Sunday, which we will provide live coverage for, Money in the Bank. So we'll have a Raw Money in the Bank winner, a SmackDown Money in the Bank winner. Who do you think is going to win both of those matches? We have Impact Wrestling this week, the fallout from the Destination X pay-per-view, which, again, another pay-per-view has got rave reviews from you, the listeners and readers of Gerwick.net. If you can go to the pay-per-view results page, or actually still on the front page, I believe, is the results of Sunday's pay-per-view. Again, I thought the pay-per-view overall was really good, and I think the strength of TNA has been, and probably always will be, is the X Division. At times when TNA focuses on the X Division, you get a really good product from TNA, Impact Wrestling. And of course, we've seen Impact in recent years kind of be up and down type shows, kind of hit and miss. I think overall, mostly miss. There certainly are the TNA wrestling fans out there that will watch the product on a weekly basis. They have their loyal 1.5, 1.6 million listeners, or I should say viewers every week, that enjoy the product and will tune in pretty much at any time. I think for them to expand their audience, because I do think there's a lot of disgruntled WWE fans out there, and I think there's a lot of fans that you know, have given TNA a chance in the past and have been turned away by it, would like to go back to watching TNA or give TNA a chance, but at the same time, they remember they've been burned a few times. There have been some really bad TNA pay-per-views in the last year or two. The TV show, as I said, has been kind of hit and miss, and I think a lot of misses more than hits. So if TNA can give an alternative product, and I think if they can focus on the X Division, that will be an area that will attract fans. There's a lot of great X Division talent out there. We've seen it. They've utilized it in TNA. But in recent times, it seems like around the Destination X pay-per-view time, they like to focus on it, which is great. But year-round, they tend to get away from it. And of course, now that this pay-per-view is over, there'll be a lot of focus on the Bound for Glory series. Now, I know some people really like the Bound for Glory series. Some people are not in love with it. You can love it or hate it, but it's going to be leading up to the Bound for Glory pay-per-view in October, which was announced to be in Phoenix. So you can give us thoughts on TNA Wrestling, Impact Wrestling, going to Phoenix for the big Bound for Glory pay-per-view. Do you like the Bound for Glory series? We've seen Samoa Joe now take the advantage. I covered Impact Wrestling last week live for the site. Saw a really good match with James Storm and Jeff Hardy, which Jeff Hardy won, and got 7 more points in the particular series there. But again, you can leave us your thoughts on the Bound for Glory series. And I guess, I believe last year they came down with the final 4 and then had matches from there. Who do you think is going to win the Bound for Glory series? And what I guess now that Austin Aries is the champion, which direction do you go from here as you kind of build towards your big pay-per-view for Bound for Glory? Does Austin Aries go into the Bound for Glory pay-per-view as the champion, or is he a transitional champion to someone else? Do they go back to Bobby Roode? Did they switch a title to kind of get the pop from the fans, shake things up a little bit? I do like Bobby Roode, but I did think it was time for them to take the title off him. I know people, we've always had this argument where the championship's reigns are too short. And here was an opportunity for Bobby Roode to have a pretty long, extended title reign, at least in today's era, where he broke the record for the longest TNA title reign as champion. But now at this time, we're seeing more and more title switches. Here was an opportunity for Bobby Roode to have the title and to possess it. Had some great matches along the way with Sting and James Storm, and now, of course, Austin Aries. Do they go back to Bobby Roode as their champion, or do they keep the title on Austin Aries? I'd like to see Austin Aries have a run. I think Austin Aries has been a complete package for a long time. It was, you know, really disappointing to see Austin Aries kind of sit out when he was not in WWE or TNA. After his initial stint with TNA, he kind of went by the wayside. I kind of contemplated his future. Remember that YouTube video where he was kind of talking, you know, he wanted to give it another run, but he was kind of contemplating his future. You know, you get to the age they are, you know, they're mid-30s. They've been, you know, busting their butt in the ring for a number of years trying to get noticed. Some have gotten a little bit of notice, maybe not as much notice as they would have liked or the push they would have liked. But after years in the ring, you know, you're ready for that big run and you're ready to make some money in this business. And Austin Aries right now has that opportunity. He is the champion, so we're asking you, does Austin Aries deserve maybe 6 months as champion? And then, of course, if you're talking 6 months as champion, that would mean Austin Aries would be your TNA champion going into the Bound for Glory pay-per-view in October, and that would mean he would win. So if that would be your plan, to keep the title on him 6 months, who do you want to see Austin Aries face at Bound for Glory, and who do you want to see him beat at that particular pay-per-view so that he could, again, continue to be the TNA World Heavyweight Champion? So you can let us know on that. Let me get into the Hot 100 Women of Wrestling, because that was certainly something that we've thought about doing for a while, and for whatever reason, it just kind of got scrapped, put to the background. You see other publications do it, you see other websites do it, and I thought, yeah, let's give this a chance. We'll see how it goes, and I think I could do the Hot 100 100 different ways, and nobody would be happy. I mean, there's a lot of different ways you could rank the women, and I think it's interesting as we talk about this a little bit, because Sarah Del Rey, who was on our Hot 100, of course, got the WWE contract. I guess that would explain why over the weekend, her and Courtney Rush lost the Shimmer Championships, Tag Team Championships in Montreal, thus allowing the Canadian Ninjas, Nicole Matthews and Portia Perez, to once again regain the Shimmer Championship. I guess it makes sense now you think about it, because it looks like Sarah Del Rey, one of the most deserving women, most deserving independent talents out there, we'll finally get an opportunity. I believe she's 31 years old, and she's been busting her rump for a long time. Looks like finally she will get an opportunity to go to WWE. And I know a lot of people are very skeptical on what they would do with her in WWE. You know, will they send her right to developmental? Do they send her to Florida Championship Wrestling, as we've seen a lot of the other Ring of Honor stars? Chris Hero is there right now. Claudio Castagnoli, of course, has been called up to the main roster. Tyler Black is there, Seth Rollins. So you would think that they will send Sarah Del Rey to FCW first, and then if they can come up with a storyline for her, maybe put her on television. And obviously, she comes in right away, and she can have the best matches, really, with anybody on the WWE roster in terms of women, and really, probably, in terms of men as well. She could probably out-wrestle a lot of the guys they have as well. But I think it's interesting to think that maybe we'll see Cara Del Rey versus Beth Phoenix, Cara Del Rey versus Natalya, Cara Del Rey versus Layla, Cara Del Rey versus Karma, whenever they bring back Karma. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with Cara Del Rey there. But I want to get into the Hot 100, give you a little bit of background. We had a lot of comments on the board, and a lot of people like to comment on individual numbers that we posted. And by all means, you're definitely free to do that. You actually can still go and see the list if you go to Gerwick.net, and the information tab across the top has a drop-down menu, and the second one from the top is the Hot 100 Women of Wrestling. And we ranked the 100 top 100 women of wrestling. Now, we went in this particular list that we created solely on looks, not on wrestling skills, not on wrestling ability. Because if you look at the list, obviously, a lot of the women that are in the top 10, and no disrespect to those in the top 10, but a lot of the women in the top 10, if you rank them in terms of in-ring ability and work rate, they would be a lot further down. Now, some of them in that list deserve to be up there, not only because of their looks, but also because of their in-ring talents. But what we did, because there are so many women out there, just like there's so many independent guys out there that wrestle, what we did, because I'm certainly aware of a lot of women, because we interview some and we get obviously all the press releases, and I'm friends with a lot of the women in wrestling, and putting the list together, I certainly had my list of women I thought belonged in the list, but I didn't want to exclude a lot of women out there that are deserving. So what I did was I opened it up. I allowed people to send us suggestions through my email address. I also sent out flyers and emails to wrestlers and wrestlers not only in the WWE and TNA, but also wrestlers that wrestle independently that get a chance to see some of these women that go to independent shows and either work with these women or are on the same shows as a lot of these women and get a chance to see them firsthand. I got a lot of names that I wasn't familiar with that when they were suggested to me, I looked up, and yeah, they definitely deserve to be on this list. And they may not be names that a lot of wrestling fans do know, but the nice thing, I think, in this case, it gives the women a little bit of exposure that may not ordinarily get. A lot of these names you may see if you read a lot of the press releases. You may notice the names, maybe some of them you've come across on Facebook or Twitter. But in general, there's a lot of women that made the list that simply aren't household names, that are not internet names, that you really have to be a hardcore wrestling fan, and not just WWE, TNA, but Florida Championship Wrestling, Ring of Honor, Jersey All-Pro Wrestling, Shimmer, have to be familiar with Puerto Rican Wrestling, WWC. You have to be familiar with AAA, CMLL, EMLL, the RENA in Japan. There's a lot of women territories that run predominantly all women or all women wrestling shows. To really have a full grasp on which women are out there, which women are good wrestlers, and which women are, you know, just overall pretty and attractive, and would definitely can be considered for the Hot 100 Women of Wrestling. So what we did. I put the names together that I thought would be on the list. And of course, it is. I'm a little biased. Certainly, it's the Gerwick.net Hot 100. But I put together names that I thought of women that belonged on the list. And then I opened it up to readers, wrestlers on the independent circuit, and wrestlers that I know in TNA and WWE. And also promoters. Now, promoters obviously work with these women because they book them for shows. And they suggested some names. The independent wrestler suggested some names. You, the reader, suggested some names that were not on my list. So some of the names that appeared on the list are names that I wasn't familiar with myself, but after doing a little bit of research on them and looking them up and checking them out, definitely determined that they should definitely be on the list. And what I tried to do was the names that I got most often to rank them higher. Names that I got the least that would be on the list would be ranked lower. And that's how I came up with the Hot 100. And that's why I keep calling it a survey, because really it was a survey. It wasn't just me putting together a list of 100 women and saying, I think this one's the most beautiful, or I think this one is the 50th most beautiful woman in wrestling, or the hottest woman in wrestling. But I tried to rank them based on input I was getting from everybody. And I really mean everybody. The readers, wrestlers, and promoters. People that know these women, that work with these women, and that fans of these women that just know these women either through, again, social media, or going to wrestling shows, or check them out on DVDs. We certainly have interviewed a lot of women on the website, and you can go to our audio section at girlwake.net and actually listen to some of those on iTunes as well. But you can listen to some of the women that we've interviewed, and they can tell you some of the matches that you can check out on DVD. And the beautiful thing now in 2012 is that you can also check out a lot of their matches on their websites, personal websites, and through their YouTube pages. A lot of them have created their own YouTube pages that if you're interested in a particular wrestler, say Casey Carlisle, you can look her up, go to her Facebook page or go to her YouTube page, and you can get promos from Casey. Of course, you can check out an interview we did with her as well at the audio section at girlwake.net. Just go to the website. Across the top tab is audio. You can either subscribe to our iTunes list, or you can view all and choose the interview you'd like to listen to. But you can go to Casey's page and check out the promos that she cut, the matches that she's been involved in, and really get a taste for her work and who she is and what she's all about and really what she looks like. And I think, obviously, we don't want to base wrestling totally on looks, but certainly looks in wrestling is very important for women and men as well. So that's kind of the background I did for the Hot 100 Women of Wrestling. And a couple thoughts here, because there were certain names of people that didn't show up on the list. People said, well, where was this person? How come this person didn't make the list? We're getting a lot of suggestions for, say, Medusa. A lot of suggestions for Trish Stratus, Molly Holly. So what I did, I wanted to base it on people that were active in 2012. And I think because Maryse left wrestling at the end of 2011, I felt that she wasn't eligible for the Hot 100 Women of Wrestling for 2012, because obviously we'll have a list updated for 2013. And I think it's worth doing again, because a lot of things change in wrestling. A lot of new faces come into wrestling in a year, and a lot of faces kind of fade out from wrestling. There's a lot of women out there that I know that really don't wrestle very much anymore, or wrestle very little, or not at all, that I thought could be considered for the list. But I try to do the women that are currently active in wrestling, that actually wrestle, that manage or valet, that ring announce. So that's what I tried to do with the list. And again, input came from you, the readers out there, and the promoters and the wrestlers. And so what we did was put together the list of the Hot 100 Women of Wrestling. So Medusa, Trish Stratus, Maryse were names that were excluded from the list. Molly Holly, they were excluded from the list because they were not active in 2012. And we had a couple suggestions for the woman that wrestled Maria, what's her name, from the show that was on where she worked the match at WrestleMania. Name is escaping me right now, but it'll come to me in a minute. But she was Menounos. She was active, I guess you could say, for one match. Some people thought she should be on the list. I didn't see it that way. I thought it was somebody that was active in the business. She had one match. I wanted somebody, I wanted women that are trained workers, that work independently, that work shows, that wrestle in the ring on a regular basis, weekend warriors, those that ring announce, those that valet or manage, and that's how I compiled the list. Again, you can go to our website if you're not already there. You should be listening to us through girlwake.net, or if you're listening to us on your mobile device, but you can go to girlwake.net and see the list. Go to the information tab across the top and drop down to the Hot 100 of Women of Wrestling, Hot 100 Women of Wrestling. But looking up the list, I'll kind of work backwards, and I'm not going to go through the whole list here, but I'll call out a couple that I think have maybe sparked a nerve a little bit. Portia Perez at number 100. Of course, we had become friends with Portia last year. We did an interview with her, and then she became a contributor, contributing audio files in terms of the unnamed Portia Perez podcast, which we really enjoyed. We got a lot of great responses for, and for whatever reason, Portia is no longer with us in terms of doing that particular podcast, but we still, she still made the list at 100. Vicky Guerrero at 98 has sparked some controversy. Some people thought that she should not be on the list at all, and we did have some people that thought she should have been higher on the list. I think Vicky looks tremendous these days. I think the weight loss has really helped out. She's gotten in shape. She, I think, really cares about her looks. And I think she was very worthy of being on this list. You can debate on what number she should be at, but I definitely think she should have been on the list. Jessica Havoc, 96, was someone that she definitely has her fans out there, and some people thought she should have been a little bit higher. But, you know, again with our survey, there wasn't a lot of feedback for her. Rosita was probably the one where people were ready to throw the list out the window because she was coming in at number 94. You know, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Beauty is very subjective. Honestly, she didn't do very well in terms of our research, in terms of getting the feedback from the readers, the promoters, and the wrestlers. So that's why we ranked her 94. It was nothing personal against her. We didn't try to embarrass anybody by doing this list. We didn't put people up higher because we liked them. We didn't put people on the list lower because we didn't like them or have a vendetta against somebody. We ranked them really based on the input that we were getting from you, the readers out there. And I know a lot of people have chimed in and said that next year for the Hot 100, we should do a tournament style. And that's something I will consider. Now, I don't, you know, we do the March Madness tournament in March every year. And next year, we're going to do the Best in the World tournament in March. And, you know, last year we did, or actually this year in 2012, the last tournament we did was the greatest heavyweight without a world championship tournament, which was won by Owen Hart. So again, we'll do the tournament in March, and I am considering doing the tournament next year for the Hot 100. I haven't decided, you know, how I would do it or what format I would use, but I do think probably for next year we'll do something a little bit different. Now going back to the list here, let's see, we have, Sybil Starr at 82, Haley Hatred, international star, hardcore, does international tours, does Mexico and Japan. Tara Calloway's on the West Coast. Now another one, spark plug, was Madison Rain at 79. Some people thought that was the right number. A lot of people thought it was higher. I guess maybe, you know, we go to the court of a public opinion next year. You know, maybe she'll do a little bit higher. We'll see. We have Alice in Danger at 76. The Casey Carlisle, who I mentioned again, it was 75. Dixie Carter at 74. Some people thought she shouldn't have been on the list altogether. I still think she looks very good for her age at, what is she, 47, I believe now. So, and of course, now we're seeing her more and more in the storyline. Becky Bayless, Cookie from TNA, at 71. Cherry Bomb, 69, was her ranking. Veda Scott, who we'll see on Ring of Honor, was 66. Rachel Diaz is Vicky's daughter. She's in developmental. She's at 65. 64, Leva Bates with Shimmer, and works a lot in down in Orlando area, independent. Brooke Hogan, 62, definitely got people to go, Brooke Hogan made it at 62. I don't think you can deny she is an attractive woman. I know a lot of people think she looks too much like her mom or too much like Hulk, but I do think she definitely is a beauty. Amy Presley, a former Amy Love, is at 60. SoCal Val, 58. Angelina Love, some people thought she should have been higher. She came in at 54, and of course it was interesting right after we put the list together, She's no longer part of TNA. She has departed ways with TNA Wrestling. Tracy Brooks, the former TNA Knockout at 52. We had Nikki Rocks come in at 50. Of course, she formerly of TNA. Still does some wrestling out there and does some bodybuilding and fitness competitions as well. Sexy Star from Mexico at 48. The Bella Twins. Some people really, really like the Bella Twins. Some people just can't stand them. I think if you can't stand them, you can't deny they are pretty girls. They came in at 45 and 46. Winter, the former TNA, or actually the former WWE Diva, now TNA Knockout, 44. Jessie Bell, she caused some controversy using the last name Smothers, her father's name. She came in at 41. The beautiful Courtney Rush of Canada, who just dropped the Shimmer Tag Team Championship, she came in at 40. April Hunter was 38. Rosa Mendez, coming in at 35, caused some controversy. Some people thought she was higher. And I kind of expected people in TNA and WWE, no matter what number you put them at, people are going to think they should be higher because you see them all the time. And I think that's why Rosa, people thought 35 was a little too low for her. But again, you know, it was based on feedback. 35 was the right number for us in our particular list. 33 was Sarita, former Sarah Stock from Lucha Libre. Nicole Matthews, we were talking about the Canadian Ninjas along with Portia Perez, was 32. Have an interview with her, a real interesting interview up at the audio section at Gerwick.net. Christy Hemme, 31, you know, again, a Playboy model, and she came in at 31. Again, subjective. You know, some people thought she should have been higher. Some people thought she should have been lower. So again, that's debatable. Caitlyn at 30, I think she's got a unique look for a diva. Sarah Del Rey, who we were just talking about, she of course WWE bound, finally got her opportunity. She came in at 29. Audrey Marie is already at Florida Championship Wrestling. Very beautiful woman, I think. Hopefully she gets an opportunity to get called up. Like to see her in the ring. Taylor Hendricks just won a TNA gut check. You can check out the interview we just did with her a couple weeks ago. Days before she found out she was going to become a TNA Knockout. You can check that out at Gerwick.net and check out that interview. Gail Kim, 23. Of course, she has her fan base for sure. The Blossom Twins at 21 and 22. They, of course, are English, British, and they wrestle, I guess, part-time for OVW. They train there, then they go back home. Hopefully, maybe we'll see them get an opportunity somewhere down the line, maybe with Gut Check, or maybe eventually they'll get signed by WWE. If WWE's looking for some new twins to replace the Bella Twins. Layla was 20, Tara 19, Barbie Hayden from Texas, come in at number 18, Mickey James 17, Alicia Fox, 16. AJ, who's getting a lot of FaceTime right now in WWE. Some people really like her. And some people think she looks like a kid. Some people think she looks like about a 12 or 13-year-old kid. I thought 15 really was a little high for her, in all honesty. But, again, it was based on the input. You know, we put her at 15. Lillian Garcia was 14. I think she looks great. And no matter how old she is, 45, 46, whatever she is. You know, there's been some controversy over her birth date. She looks amazing. Beth Phoenix came in at 13. Jennifer Blake, who is going to go back to AAA very soon, came in at 12. Rebe Sky, another Playboy model, works for Lucha Libre USA and also works independently with Matt Hardy. Of course, she is the girlfriend of Matt Hardy. She is number 11 on her list. Natalia, WWE Diva at number 10. We had, Stephanie McMahon at number 9. I think people forget about her because you don't see her every week. You know, she's behind the scenes doing her creative business, and we just don't get a chance to see her anymore. I think maybe as those McMahon grandchildren get a little older, you'll see a little more FaceTime for them, and maybe eventually you'll see Stephanie McMahon back in the fold. Maria Kanellis, another Playboy model, coming in at number 8. Of course, she's at Ring of Honor now. Jessie McKay is Australian. She works time to time for Shimmer. I just talked to her the other day. I don't believe she's going to be back in the United States this year, which is unfortunate, but she made the list at number 7. Santana Garrett gave us a great interview a few months back. She trains in Florida. She trained at the same school as Scott Hall's kids, Cody, and Larry Zbyszko's son, Tim. So interesting interview at the audio section. You can check out Santana Garrett, and she, of course, is a drop-dead gorgeous woman at number 6. Eve Torres came in at 5. Velvet Sky was 4. Again, some people thought she should have been number 1. Again, you know, it's very subjective. Kelly Kelly at number 3. Again, some people thought she should have been number 1. Some people thought she should have been a lot lower on the list. You know, she's gotten a lot of television time over the last few years. So, and one that hasn't got a lot of television time because she's not been in the fold, either in WWE or TNA, is cheerleader Melissa. Of course, she was in TNA with Alicia Flash back in TNA days. And then she was all covered up managing Amazing Kong or Awesome Kong in TNA. She came in at number 2. And number 1, the Hooters girl, Brooke Tessenmacher, Miss Tessenmacher, currently the TNA Knockouts champion. She came in at number 1. But again, you can leave us your feedback. You can go to the list and you can still comment on the individual postings of each particular diva or women's wrestler as you see it in wrestling. Again, we like your input. You know, a lot of people were very critical of the list. The one thing that really kind of stuck out with me in counting down the list, we went from 100 up to 1, or counted it down, as you would say, was people were ready to crucify the list at number 92 or 94 or 86 and said, you know, this one should have been higher, this one should have been higher. Hopefully, once you saw the list, maybe you could change, you know, maybe thought about it a little bit and maybe change your perspective a little bit. I think there's a lot of when you say somebody should be higher, maybe you're not thinking of the entire body of women out there, you know, no pun intended. But some people were ready to crucify the list or throw the list out based on somebody was number 83 or somebody was in the 76 before they even got a chance to see the whole list. Hopefully, once you saw the whole list, you thought it was a pretty thorough list and that you came around and said, yeah, this is a pretty good list. Now, you don't necessarily have to agree with everybody on the list, and there's certainly women that you don't, you thought should have been higher. There's women on the list you should have thought should have been lower. There's women on the list that you thought shouldn't be on the list, and there was women out there you thought should have been on the list. But hopefully, once you saw the entire Hot 100, you saw that we were very thorough. We tried to cover as many women as we could out there through the U.S. markets, the Canadian markets, Mexico, Japan. We had some international stars that made the list, women that wrestle predominantly in Australia, in England, Japan, Mexico, Puerto Rico. So they made the list. But again, we really try to compile a list of and really recognize the women that don't get a lot of face time in WWE or TNA. Now, the winner, of course, was a TNA knockout, Brooke Tessenmacher. So again, we do appreciate the feedback either way. But hopefully, once the list was completely assembled and you get a chance to see 1 through 100, you maybe came around and said, yeah, the list isn't too bad after all. I don't agree with everybody on the list. You know, when I look at a list of women that are ranked, a lot of times I think this is number 1 or she's number 1, and I think a woman maybe at 10 or 11 looks a lot better. But again, it's beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and obviously it's very subjective, and I know a lot of people said that, it's very subjective, and it is. Some people think AJ is very hot and some people don't. Some people think Kelly is very hot and some people don't. It's just everybody, there's different flavors for everybody out there for sure. So but anyways, that's going to do it for this edition of the girlwick.net radio. Again, you can go to girlwick.net this Sunday for Money in the Bank. We will have live coverage of the pay-per-view. We will have live coverage of Impact Wrestling on Thursday night, and we will also cover Friday SmackDown on Friday night. A couple other notes as well. You can go to girlwick.net. As always, across the very top, we have WWE talent roster, the TNA talent roster, the Ring of Honor talent roster, a list of the deceased wrestlers. We have profiles for divas that are not currently assigned to TNA or WWE or don't work there. And we also do a Diva of the Day feature. So if you like the Hot 100 and you want to see a diva every day, Check out our website, and every day we have a new Diva of the Day. And if somebody is not showing up as a Diva of the Day and like to suggest somebody, by all means, do so. Shoot me an email or tweet me. We are on at Twitter, Gerwick.net, Twitter.com/Gerwick. You can follow us on Twitter. You can like us on Facebook. Look up Gerwick.net on Facebook. Become a friend with me on Facebook, or just be a fan of Gerwick.net on our fan page at Facebook.com. We definitely would appreciate that. And we do appreciate your support at Gerwick.net. Again, we appreciate you taking time to read the site, contributing to the site, send us results, interacting with us through Twitter, Facebook. Hopefully you had a chance to check out the audio files. We have some interviews coming up, some interesting new material soon for your listening pleasure. I want to also welcome Dr. Jerry Wiseman, who's now going to contribute to Gerwick.net. He's going to contribute some audio files in terms of interviews, some podcasts. Hopefully get a chance to work with Jerry again, doing some audio interviews and some podcasting as well. And he also will be contributing some news stories, which he's already done, so at Gerwick.net. So you can check him out, Dr. Jerry Wiseman. You can follow him on Twitter as well, and leave a comment on his news post as well. Again, we thank you for listening. We thank you for following us at Gerwick.net, and we'll talk to you again real soon.